Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wynn's Women of Wisdom, everyone. Today I'm lucky enough to have Deborah Kozlowski on with me, and I apologize if I screwed that one up, but Deborah is a two-time international best-selling author. Her own book is best-selling, which my own book is actually best-selling. I Win made it to number one when it was first published. But we're going to talk about her book, her books, I should say, books as in two books. And we're going to have a lot of fun inspiring people and making people try and achieve their dreams and writing books and doing everything else. So let me bring Deborah on. Good afternoon.
Hi, Wynn. Thank you for having me on your show.
Well, you're welcome. And the first question I have for you is, why did you decide to write books, and why did you decide to start your company?
Well, I think with anyone who decides to make one of these big ventures, it doesn't always start with necessarily a dream, but it definitely can head you in a direction that you get propelled to that is bigger and better than you ever had an opportunity to. So the book GPS, Your Best Life, that I have co-authored with Charmaine Hammond, was a book that was born from developing a relationship. We were at a conference several years ago and ended up having the same colored blazer and outfit and was seated at the same table, and we got talking and we learned that we were both part of Jack Canfield's coaching program. I had just finished and she was still working with her coach at the time, and we had met at a conference and we thought, you know what, we're going to get together and we're going to talk about what our backgrounds are, what we're passionate about. And we sat down one afternoon. It was early in the afternoon until I got a phone call asking if I was coming home because I spent hours talking with her. And from that moment, we decided that, you know, we have so much in common, so much to leverage with each other's experiences, that we should put together a book together. Long story short, she ended up starting a book called On Toby's Terms with a publisher out of San Diego, and Betty Young's Books is who captured that idea. And then we shared the idea that we had together, and suddenly we, you know, wrote up the outline, got a contract, and we were working on the book together. So that's how that book was born. And it was very interesting, the whole process, because you had to get two people to put one voice together. And it's definitely doable.
Yeah.
We spent many a time on Skype and, you know, little meetings here and there. But it is a challenge to put two voices into one.
So are you in Canada, if you don't mind me asking?
Yes, I am. I'm in Edmonton, Alberta.
Sounds like it. You sound like it. That's why I asked. She is, the publisher is in San Diego, but where is she?
My co-author, she lived in Sherwood Park at the time. So she was, actually, we met at this conference in a different part of Alberta. Found out she lived only like half an hour from me. But she now lives in North Vancouver and is now doing tours of a million acts of kindness. So she's now gone on to a new journey, but we still connect and share social media on GPS, Your Best Life. And during this process, we were able to meet with our mentor, Jack Canfield. We created a video of our favorite principles of the Success Principles book, which I highly recommend for everyone to have on their shelf because it's kind of like the Bible of success. It gives so many different tips and different ideas of helping you propel forward with success that we created this video, hired someone to do that. We sent it to the coaching program. We sent it to Jack himself. We sent it to the organizer of a local event. And we were fortunate enough to get a meeting with Jack because one of our asks was that he write the foreword for our book. And
oh, my.
Yeah, I think he was pretty excited with our tenacity and our creativity that he said yes. Forward for
and
our book is written by Jack Canfield.
For my listeners who do not know and who are just tuning in now, for those of you who do not know who Jack Canfield is, and Deborah, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but he wrote Chicken Soup for the Soul, didn't he?
Yeah, he's one of the founding, him and
okay.
Mark Victor Hansen got together
okay.
and proposed
so.
The idea of doing the compilations of Chicken Soup for the Soul. Absolutely, that's
okay.
who he is.
So I didn't realize, I thought that reference, I was making the right reference, but I never know if I'm making the wrong reference or not. Well, that's enough about Chuck. How did this impact your book?
Well, with having that relationship built and learning the principles that he's taught in his book, we were able to apply them to the practices that we are moving forward. So one of the greatest things about success, and he even talks about it in his book and we talk about it in ours, is that success leaves clues. So if you know somebody who is having success at something that you would like to accomplish, or you see them blazing trails on places where you would like to go, the best thing to do is develop a relationship with that person. And also follow and watch the steps that they do, because success indeed does leave clues. And if you can start I'm not looking for you to copy someone, because you want to come up as your own authentic self. However, a lot of the principles of success are very simplistic and can be transferable from one person or opportunity to another. So watch for those clues and take some of those steps. Because if someone can do something that you want to do, it means it's possible for you as well.
Well, a great segue to talk about your own book. And now I'm presuming you wrote your own book before compiling the other book. Why did you do a single book?
Well, GPS, Your Best Life, came out first. And it's won an award for Reader's Choice. And when that process was finished, I realized that I wanted something more for myself, something that I could offer people from my own experience and knowledge, but also to have that growth and sharing what could help other women who are moms move forward for growing a business. You know, because often people think, well, I have kids. And sometimes they see that as a barrier, whether instead of looking at it as a gift and an opportunity, to just do things a little bit differently. All too often we think that we need to go from A to B in a certain direction. But we got to remember that we might go to A to B to C, and there's detours along the way. So no matter what your destination is, the journey will change. And, you know, you got to be ready to, when those roadblocks arise, to push through them. So one of the things that I wanted to do is to demonstrate to moms who are running a business is that it is indeed possible, and you can do it, small children, teenage children, but you're also teaching them lessons along the way.
So what is your biggest life lesson about with authoring these two books? What is your biggest life lesson in life?
One of my biggest lessons, and I love this question, Wynn, is that, you know, all too often we can talk ourselves out of our own success. And in the process, you know, you go through all these things and different emotions that come up. No matter how knowledgeable you are, it's kind of like when you go up on a stage and you're about to speak, you have that nervousness. And recently I heard a fabulous analogy on the Dave Ramsey show when one of his speakers, I think it's Chris Brown, was telling somebody, when you have that butterfly feelings, instead of trying to push, allow them to fly. And I found that a very powerful metaphor and a great description for what it's like when you're writing a book or going after your dreams. You get that nervous energy, but you take it and you fuel it. Fuel yourself so you can move through and create your masterpiece and master your story. And ways that people, you know, can self-sabotage is that they diminish their voice. They hold themselves back from really going after what they want because they don't think that their dream is big enough or they're playing too small. So one of my challenges was is to overcome any of those emotions and knowing that what I had to say mattered and would make a difference to the readers out there who want to pick up a book, who want to have a chance to grow their businesses while creating a life that they love and raising a family that they're proud of.
And what age would both books be for? Any age, 18 to 20?
The GPS, The GPS, Your Best Life, I think, could start anywhere from high school age onwards. The GPS, Your Best Life book is for anyone who's moving through a transition, setting out on a career path, anyone who is looking to enrich their life. Maybe, you know, they feel that they can be happier, more fulfilled. They know that they have to make a change of some kind. And GPS, Your Best Life, was developed in a way that people can gain clarity in what they want to achieve, develop a plan of action so they can actually see that the possibilities are before them. And also, life throws up, you know, roadblocks and obstacles, some internal, some external, but ways to navigate those things when they come up. And the entrepreneurial mom is for anybody who has a business. A woman in business who has children, there are tips that are applicable to people without children as well, but primarily it was designed for the mom in business.
So what was your favorite part of writing both books?
The favorite part for me is coming up with the ideas, the reflective pieces, where there's either an exercise or an opportunity for people to reflect on what they've just read or listened, wrote down. One of those things is because it's very powerful to get our ideas out of our heads and onto paper. And we can really start seeing what's possible, but also catch ourselves when we start holding ourselves back. And I think by having exercises that people can work through and having action points that suggest, you know, to help build the momentum for them. I think these are crucial in helping people move toward their success because without having the momentum and seeing where their successes are or stuck in how can I versus why can't I, let's move forward.
How can I versus why can't I? Well, that's a quote that I will use against you. I may use that against you because right now I am having a why can't I moment with Blog Talk. Basically, it's not doing what I need to, so I'm having the why can't I make this work as to why can't I make my podcast begin better. But enough about me. And what is your favorite business book? It doesn't have to be business per se, but what is your favorite book?
Well, The Success Principles definitely was one. But I have quite a collection of books in the library, but one of the books that comes to mind when I'm thinking about your podcast, or, you know, for people who, you know, sometimes get stuck where they're at, is The Magic of Thinking Big by David Schwartz. And one of the reasons I love this book is it stretches you out of your comfort zone, and it helps you develop even your own language of how you can shift gears and really focus on the bigger picture. When you start thinking bigger, the obstacles suddenly become smaller in your mind, because when you look at the big picture, there's little cogs in the wheel. And one of the biggest things is in the mindset piece that I've also learned in a book by Carol Dweck called Mindset, is if we come from a place as a fixed learner, we have a certain fixed mindset, is that we have no options. We don't see the options. Whereas if from a learner perspective, we're always looking for ways that something will work. And it might be just, you know, brainstorming with a number of people and getting a different perspective to help your ideas flourish and grow. So, you know, sometimes we're so close to what's going on to us, you know, seeing the forest through the trees kind of perspective, is that when we get some outside perspective, we might get some ideas or a shift in perspective that we've never seen before.
Yeah, exactly. The forest through the trees, I mean, I am dealing with Log Talk. Basically, I built this podcast up now, but when I started this as a teensy-weensy podcast, and now it's growing and growing and growing and growing. I mean, the last time I checked my stats, Deb, was 1,000-some-odd listeners to a podcast, and needless to say, I am now trying to be a New York Times best-selling author. But I need help with that, and I need a little bit of Jack Canfield's magic again to help me with that. So are you still in contact with Jack Canfield, or is that long past since doing your collaboration book?
I haven't been in contact with him recently. However, I'm sure if you contacted his office that you might have an opportunity to speak with him based on your podcast and even have the opportunity to interview him. The answer
well,
is always no until you ask.
I love that. The answer is always no until you ask. And what is your favorite thing to do in life? It doesn't have to be business, per se, but what is your favorite thing to do in life?
Wow, that's a hard question. I have so many things that I love to do, and I thank you for asking that. One of my biggest things is spending time with my family. I have three amazing children who I love to watch grow, and watching them learn and step into their own purposes. I like to call myself the Mamarazzi, so I love to take pictures of life adventures and travel and cook. So it's hard for me to narrow down one thing, but the other thing I have is probably the book addiction. I love to immerse myself in books and teach others what I learned.
Addiction. I love it. I love it. And for those of you who have a Kindle, I'm presuming that Deborah's best-selling books, and I say books, not one, but two. And I'm presuming that her books are on Kindle.
Absolutely.
Am I correct in saying this? Yes.
Yep. Barnes & Noble, Amazon, you will find them on there. And we'd love to get your reviews, your comments, and it only helps us move forward.
And are they self-published? Did you take that self-publishing plunge, or are they traditionally published?
They're both published through Betty Young Books.
So they're traditionally published.
Yes.
And when you thought about this, did you think of going the self-publishing route or no?
At the time, I didn't look at the self-publishing at all. The opportunity arose, and I thought, you know what? This is an opportunity that sometimes you don't know if it's going to come again. So we've decided to jump on the opportunity and learn from the experience, and it's been an amazing journey.
Well, that is terrific. And where can people find your website, and where can people find your two amazing books?
Well, you can go to www.DebraKazowski.com to go to my website. I have a blog and a free gift for you if you sign up for my newsletter as well. And you'll find tips on leadership, entrepreneurialism, success, a number of different articles that will help support you along your journey. And the books can be found on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. You can get them on Kindle, Kobo, for a chance for you, and Chapters, for those of you in Canada, Indigo. There's a number of different ways to access the book. And again, I would love to hear from you.
Kobo is, for those of you who don't know, they're a Canadian-based company, and Chapters is in Canada too. But on the U.S. side, we have Barnes & Noble and Amazon. And yes, Amazon has a website in Canada too. So we have Deborah's books all over the place. We have my books all over the place too. My books are on Barnes & Noble Nook, which is one, Amazon, of course, and then iBooks, Page Family, Oyster. Well, they're not on Oyster, and so you can find my books all over the place. Just Google my name or Google Deborah's name, and I'm sure we'll pop up. Do you have a Facebook page?
Yes, I do. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn. You can find me there. Again, it's Deborah Kazowski. That is my profile, and that's where you'll find me. And Deborah Kazowski International is my fan page, where you can go on and click and like me and follow the conversation.
And I'm sure she will be sharing this podcast all around the planet Earth. I mean, I didn't realize that she was in Canada. And so it has been a great pleasure interviewing you and having you on my show and talk about your journey and talk about leadership and talk about empowering women.
Thank you so much for having me, Wynn.
Thank you. And again, you guys, that was Deborah Kazowski on the Wynn's Women of Wisdom, and you can find her all over the place. Below in the notes, you can, of this podcast, is her website. My website is also in this notes on this podcast. My website is Wynn, W-I-N, Charles, C-H-A-R-L-E-S, at Wix.com, Wynn Charles. So, again, you can find me. I'm all over the place. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. I'm on every social media outlet. And then you can always DM both of us, and we'll get back to you, both of us. I mean both of us. When I say Deborah too, that we can always get back to you via Facebook fan pages or Facebook personal profiles or LinkedIn. Just look for me. I'm underneath the same profile as I am here, just as Deborah said too. So look for the two of us, and thanks you guys for tuning in to another fabulous episode.